Yes, yebazibonye bana bakatonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muriyo mutya mulinyera mukama afi Yesu.
How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obula muri butya.
And how is your lives?
Tuongere okugulumiza katonda kitaffe.
We move on to glorify God the Father.
Wamuno ekigambo ki.
Together with his word.
Mukama afi Yesu Kristo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Wamuno moyo mutukufu.
Together with the Holy Spirit.
Tuongere okubawa ekifo ekisoka mu mitima gyaffe.
We move on giving him the first place in our hearts.
Gafe.
In our minds.
Ne muntu wafo omunda.
Even in our inner man.
Ne mukubeerawo kwaffe.
Even in our presidency. As we glorify the Father, together with his word, our Lord Jesus Christ, and his Holy Spirit, as we thank him for being with us up to today, and we thank the Father
for
keeping the command of the Lord Jesus, and he fulfills it in our midst.
He
spoke in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18,
onto 20.
If we move on, make all nations disciples, as we teach them all that he commanded,
he's
going to remain in our midst up to the end. And we thank the Father for the Holy Spirit who is with us up to today to fulfill the promise of our Lord Jesus that
is
spoke based in John 14, verse 16 to 17, that he will send us the Comforter to be within us and dwell unto us unto all the generations. We thank the Holy Spirit who is present up to now to move on, take us onwards, and we give him the first place in our minds, in our hearts, even in our spirits, as we prepare them. Moves on to write in us light of the word of God to fulfill 2 Corinthians chapter 3, starting from verse 1 to 6. When we give up our hearts to be the book of the Holy Spirit, to write in there the scriptures, every day to remind them to us, at any time we need them to use them, as he fulfills John 14:26, and he moves on to teach us all, even to reveal to us all. We thank him who was anciently sent, when he sent in Psalms 104 verse
30,
that he sent the Spirit and they are created, and even to renew, he is the same. So even today he moves on ahead to renew us
in
the full light of the word of God, and which brings the full knowledge of God in revival of the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And we thank him, the Holy Spirit, to come with the holy angels, spirits who minister unto us, we to inherit salvation, to fulfill Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 unto 14, and we thank for the entire host of angels, the holy angels, those who move and work with us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much, because they speak in Revelation 22, verses 7 unto 8. Angel Gabriel explained to Apostle John, we are co-workers with those hold on the words of this book, the Bible. Now we move on to thank them, the holy angels, those who
have
worked together with the Holy Spirit up to today. Praise Jesus much. Now we are still moving on with our 7 points in summary. Those you have to know on the prayer of warfare. Praise Jesus much.
We are still
moving on with our 7 points in summary. Those you have to know
on
the prophetic prayer of warfare. Praise Jesus much. In the second phase of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since there 2020 began. Praise Jesus much. We first saw the first point where God commanded us from the month of 27th October to reaching the 1st of December 2019 to pray for us as an individual, as the ministry of new generation, as church in Uganda, as Uganda called to base in the call of the whole world, as church in the whole world and as the entire world, that God has called in his final work to work with him. That helped us fulfill Philippians 2 verse
4.
And we do not move on, think of only our own things, but even of the others. When we finished, we went to the second point. Praise Jesus much. Which told us that it's not God who commanded the enmity between us and Satan. Because others said, is it God who commanded there to be enmity between us and Satan? What exactly moved on? But us who entered into that enmity. Because Satan began as he fought God and he wanted to become God. And he came entered us in Genesis 3. And we too, he showed us we can become gods. To move on to fight God. Yet it was the thought of Satan from the beginning. He began the enmity unto God. As we explain in Isaiah 14, verses 9 to
17.
And it tells us Lucifer, Satan, he sought to exalt himself to sit on the throne of God. All those were able to understand that. We look to the third point, that Satan became our common enemy unto us and unto God. Satan became a common enemy unto God and unto human beings. Praise Jesus much. How did it come about? It came basically the John chapter 10 verse 10, that Satan came to steal, to kill and to destroy. Because Satan, when he steals, he never steals houses and cars, because those he uses to steal steal such things as the human
beings.
But he is main stealing, to stealing your spirit, and steals it from the hands of the Creator who owns and created
it,
God Almighty. And he becomes his enemy for stealing his spirits, we whom he created. But still we too, he steals us with an intention of killing us and to destroy us, to killing and to destroy.
But
when we discover it, that we too he stole,
he
stole us with an intention of killing and destroying us, that we can fall with him in hell, prepared for him and his fallen angels. As we have in Matthew 25 verses 41, we had that hell and the lake of fire
and
prepared for Satan and its fallen angels, the demons of the clans,
or
those who appear as demons of clans. But we too, we were enrolled in that issue, and he came to appear a common enemy. Praise Jesus much. Our fourth point entered us to move and understand how we became co-workers together with God,
to
reaching even prayer of warfare as we fight the evil Satan and his demons, the fallen angels. Because we hear scriptures as 2 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 1, and he says that as we are co-workers together with God, we beseech you that
you
not receive the grace of God in vain.
Satan
moved on to be a common enemy in us and God. God called us to work with him and to fight him. And God is ready to give us power through his Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus
much.
Now those issues, we finished them. We want to see this fifth reason. The fifth point you have to know on prayer of warfare. Those prayers were prayed from 27th October up to the 1st of December 2019. And they are to prepare all nations for God's final work on this planet Earth.
Revival.
In revival. And the restoration of the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness.
Now,
the fifth point you have to know, that after becoming co-workers with God, he passes through his Holy Spirit and he gives us power to fight the evil Satan. Praise Jesus much. After becoming co-workers together with God, he passes through his Holy Spirit and he gives us power to fight the evil Satan. And all prayers that we make, we make them based in the office of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much. We heard of initially in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, and Bible says like this. Let us read, we hear. Acts chapter 1 verses 8.
Umoyo mtukufu wali maloku jakumwe. Na mwemuna abanga bajuliru abange. Muyerusale minemu buyudaya wona. Nemu Samaria. No kutusa kunkumero yensi.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Na ye muri webu amani.
But you will receive power. God, now we've had Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you will receive power. Holy Spirit has come on you. You two will be my witnesses in Judea, in Jerusalem, in
four
corners of the earth. Praise Jesus much. When we became co-workers with God,
in
all works of the kingdom of God, and to reach and fight the evil Satan, God knew that we could not be able to fight with him in the flesh and blood that we are in. And he decided that he gives us power through his Holy Spirit. According to how you've had Acts 1 verse 8, that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you. That was spoken like that because what we were going to fight with, it's not flesh and blood, yet we headed on to fighting the devils. Turn the devil and his fallen angels who appear as demons of clans. Now that's why it is in Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 12, and he speaks saying like this. Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 12.
Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri wabula naba masaza naba amanyi age chizikiza naba fugensa abo muchizikiza kino nemye ejobubi mu bife bya waguru.
Yes, you have
a praise Jesus much. According to this Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, The reason why we are given power through the Holy Spirit, that we can work together with God to reaching prayer of warfare, of fighting the evil Satan. For what we wrestle with, it's not flesh and blood. And we to ourselves we've clothed flesh and blood.
Yet,
the one we wrestle with in this war, it's not flesh and blood. It means we needed power which
come
from God Almighty through His Holy Spirit, that we may confront to fight what's not flesh and blood. Praise Jesus much.
So
what he said, Ephesians 6, verses 12, let's repeat and here. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri, wabula naba masaza, naba amanyi age chizikiza, naba fugensi abomu chizikiza chino.
Yes. We wrestle with evil spirits.
Satan.
And the fallen angels. In this time they appear as demons of clans.
And
ask whether in your clan only four people have ever died, those who keep coming back.
That
conmanship, these are hidden behind them. And they don't want us to wage war on them.
But
they know if we realize their enmity. And we go back to God, agree to work with Him together. God gives us unlimited power through His Holy Spirit. And we can fight with them. But we do not wrestle with flesh and blood. But we wrestle with principalities, the evil spirits, the spirit of wickedness. Praise Jesus much.
So,
now, if the Holy Spirit has not given us power, it's impossible. That's why our Lord Jesus said, Matthew chapter 12, verse 28, and He speaks saying like this, Matthew chapter 12, verse
28,
our Lord Jesus Christ said in the Matthew 12, 28, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. If it reaches casting Satan and his demons, the fallen angels, it's not done in physical strength. It's done in the Holy Spirit, in the power of the Holy Spirit, not in trying to riot against the demon, in trying to prove and do it in physical strength. It's not that. That you do it when you're in the office of the Holy Spirit. But you cannot do it when you are basing in physical strength of flesh and blood. You know, we went to hear in Matthew 10 verses 1
that,
and Jesus called us, gave us authority. Now the problem, authority of chasing demons, we never knew it initially. We thought it's this one like of a president. Physical. Like the authority of a president. And you bark. You know, a president, you can bark at those in flesh and blood.
But
when
it
reaches demons, no matter physical authority you have. Don't you see, demons are in the leaders, the commanders? The kings of the world. That authority is not what works. You understand that, Pastor?
That authority never chases the demon.
There is a clear authority, the Holy Spirit. You come in that authority. The kings of the world are not what, the macho men of the world are not what chase demons. For the other, no flesh and blood.
And that's why
in the world they have macho men, but demons are always in the synagogue. They know them, they are
not.
They know that they are flesh and blood. Matthew 10:1, he says like this. Matthew 10:1.
Naita abayigirizwabe ekumi n'ababiri. N'abawa obuyinza ku dayimooni omubi okumugobanga n'okuwonyanga endwadde zonna.
N'ayita abayigirizwabe ekkumi n'ababiri.
He called his 12 disciples.
N'abawa obuyinza.
He gave them authority.
Ku dayimooni n'omubi.
On all evil demons.
Okumugobanga.
To casting them.
N'okuwonyanga endwadde ez'engeri
ez'enjawulo. He came to heal all manners of sicknesses. Now you see, when he calls disciples, he gave them authority that they had not seen of before.
Yet,
it's in words he gave them authority.
Authority
upon all evil demons to casting it. But you know what he told them? Do not leave Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit has come to you. He gave them power. Authority of the world. They are words.
President,
that the president, you hear the word president. Authority of God never ends in words alone. That's why they say the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. It is word and power and righteousness. It's not there like that. You know, you see a president, when they call him in the boxing ring, you can even box him down. When you reach on the kick, some of them are not machos. You box him 1-2, he's down. But when he says, arrest this one. He uses a word and it gathers warriors. But the kingdom of God, it gives you clear authority.
And
it's the Holy Spirit himself. That even if you are one, you stop thousands of demons.
And
when it reaches the people, you can pose them all. That authority, it's been long that it appeared well on this world. For we had not been revealed of it initially. And things not revealed are never ours. What is revealed is what is ours. Those not revealed remain to be of God. That authority, why God has been with it all that long. Because who were there to be given it did not get revealed of it. That's Deuteronomy 29:29. And he says like this. Deuteronomy 29:29. Yes. The sacred things, they belong to the Lord our God. What is revealed is what is ours and our children and our children's children. In a time we not reveal authority, passes that it's the
Holy Spirit,
unlimited power of God to us.
This
is no reveal of it. It remains to be of God.
The Lord God omnipotent.
And it does not cease him be the Lord omnipotent.
The one with unlimited powers. This man is having unlimited powers. And he's not squeezing Satan and his devils immediately.
Immediately.
The
what's wrong with this?
No.
He said nada.
Yes,
I have that power.
But
if you'll be revealed of it, it will become yours. I will give you the unlimited power. The problem is serious here. We get to
struggle.
Tie him tight. When we worship God omnipotent with unlimited power, why not give that to us? Is it revealed to you? What's revealed is yours.
It's
still secret. It's of the Lord.
You
know it's up to
you.
That's why I say without revelation is people are destroyed.
Is
what it tells you?
Have
that big problem under the sun. Even though we became co-workers with God, God said yes, become co-workers with me. I want to give you power, unlimited power through my Holy Spirit. But you must get revealed of it.
But
not revealed, then it's failed. We would have squeezed Satan long back. But not getting revealed.
Something
you move to understand.
When
it speaks in Proverbs, it says, with the revelation, these people are destroyed. But the one who destroys them is right on the side. Satan first understands these ones are not revealed. They are not revealed. You know, he was keeping the secrets of God before he fell. He reaches to know that indeed church does not understand. You read for us Proverbs, we see. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Yes! Without revelation, God's people are destroyed. Revelation is to get knowledge.
Yes.
But I get to know that yes, I understood, I became a co-worker with God. Reaching prayers of warfare, of fighting. But this man is not giving me power. What is wrong? I reached the fifth point.
Tells
me, when I became a co-worker with him, he gave me power through his Holy Spirit
and to
fight the evil Satan and his demons.
You
know, I began to understand. Before, what was wrong?
A co-worker
with God, why forsake me like that? God has a character I enjoy. He doesn't want much to show. He knows what to do, yet he knows it. He doesn't want to show off. He doesn't want to show off. If there's something you want from him, be revealed of
him.
You ask it from him. And he put that no. Knock, you'll be opened. Ask, you'll be given. Seek, you will find.
Now
you do not seek, sit down there.
You
entered the Church of Salvation. Which demons authority was given us.
But
friends, before your reveal of authority, it never works. It remains to be of its own accord. Separate things belong to him. Very clear.
Deuteronomy 29:29.
What is revealed?
Us
of our children, our children. What is not revealed? They are of the Lord our God.
Yes. Yes,
the unlimited power is there through his Holy Spirit. But did you get revealed of it?
You
wanted to work with him how? Now he's told
Mungero.
You in Proverbs
that no,
without revelation people are destroyed. Pastor, you see that? That what goes far. Because now we were reached,
we
entered prayer of warfare, and we began to bark.
Go, go,
go, go. I know what you speak. You do not understand it.
Just
in the name of Jesus, whom Paul does what? Jesus and Paul, we know. Now, whom are you? First themselves never knew who they are. They don't know neither the power within it. They don't know it. That's why most born again fear to even chase demons. Every time they say, call this pastor.
No,
the other pastor, they realize him that he tries to act.
Carnal,
and he backs in the carnality. Yet they know when they get hurt on
him.
He calls the macho men to surround him. He too has never discovered this unlimited power which passes the Holy Spirit, which makes us co-workers with God, to reach in prayer of warfare. You know, in Hosea 4 in the verse
6,
the word revelation, it takes you in knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Hosea esura yakuna olunyoromkaga.
Hosea chapter 4 verse 6.
Abantu bange bazikiride olokubulwa okumanya.
Yes.
Mhm.
Kubango oganye okumanya. Nange ndi kugana gwe. Olemengo kubera kabona jendi. Kubanga wera bidda amateka ga Katondawo. Nange ndi era biraba nabo.
Oide ekizibu we kiri.
Yep, where the problem is.
Watanse tulira mu chamateka 29:29
Gani Deuteronomy 29:29 that the sacred things belong to God. What is revealed is ours.
Ni batunyonyola mu ngero 29.
Plain Proverbs 29 verse 18.
Ndi watali kubikulira.
That without revelation.
Abantu bakatonda bazikirira.
God's people are destroyed.
Batula go kubikulira chechi.
They showed us what is revelation.
Mukosea nyamo kaga.
Hosea 4:6.
Abantu bangwazikirira kubula kumanya.
People are desperate for lacking knowledge.
Chitigizo kubikulira kwechi ndi kwesonga zino kumanya.
Revelation of the issues is knowledge of them. If you know you became a co-worker with God,
it
gives you of his unlimited powers through his Holy Spirit,
and to reach
and fight a prayer of warfare straight, he gives you
it's
something you've understood that it
will
be so hard for you. Long you will speak of the Holy Spirit, it will seem not to be present. But you've not been revealed of him.
When
given authority, don't know authority. Who is this authority? First, they began telling you Acts 1:8. When the Spirit will come, he'll give you power. You will be my witnesses in the Judea.
When he comes, give her power. Yes. Because in Matthew 12:28,
cast
demons by the Spirit of God. The kingdom of God is ready to come for us.
Hey.
Yes. Means Matthew 10:1. When he called us, gave us authority. Demons to cast
him.
He gave us the Holy Spirit. For he cast demons by the Spirit of God. Now it comes out clear.
Now,
other came in physical strength.
We
chase demons today. In the name of Jesus,
Son
of the living God.
Genda.
Go!
Tukugoba.
We chase you. They have not spoken of authority. They have abandoned authority on the side. He too sits on the side.
What's
not revealed, is it yours? No church, let me tell you. The Holy Spirit came down in the Acts 2 from verses
105.
He is within the world, but not being revealed of him. He will never dwell unto you. It's impossible. Spoken of in John 14, verse 17. And it was spoken of like this. This, he knows them. John chapter 14, verse
17.
Yes. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. The problem is realized here. The way you to believe in God, it's hard. You see
what
the problem is? Pastor, you see? Suffering of church is caused of that. Demons have been persecuting church. They are co-workers with God. You see the problem. Almost you do not differ from the one in the world.
But
first you fail to see the Holy Spirit. You are in the powers which beat you roll on the floor. That's what you call of the Spirit.
Yet,
that grows plants. It's not that. I wonder it's for what?
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus much.
So, orinacho
ulengera. There's something you see there. Even though we became co-workers with God, and he promised to give us of his unlimited power through his Holy Spirit,
we
fight Satan and his demons, the fallen angels. When we don't get revealed of that, we can't get of that power. Hallelujah.
So, but
now if we don't get revealed, the authority given us, Satan and his demons, the fallen angels. Friends, you live, but you cannot use it even a little. According that you've heard, let's repeat John that we hear. John chapter 14, verse
17.
Yes. The Spirit of truth, the world cannot receive because they do not see him.
Mm-hmm. Yokane sura ya 14 nyonyore 17.
John 14 verse 17.
So temutegeera.
So temutegeera.
Neither know him.
Ekikulemesa okumulaba.
What hinders you see him?
Bato mutegeera.
Because you do not understand or know him.
Awaba obuzibu bwamani.
Yeah, gets to be a big problem.
Mhm.
Yokane sura ya 14 nyonyore 17.
John chapter 14 verse 17.
Mwemo mutegeera. Kubanga abera jemuli era nabanga mumwe
ujulide nti mwe mumutegera.
You understand him, you get to see him automatic.
Era chivamu,
and what comes
abera jetuli,
he dwells with us
era nabera nemu,
and he gets to be in us.
Now
we've entered his office.
That's
where we're going to be working from.
Yes.
Yes. Have you seen that? That's why this is where we study the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Reaching the seven spirits of God.
And
we study all his works. For when you do not understand him,
no
way to get revealed of him.
The
authority even in prayers of warfare is the one there. You know why I enjoy him? When you get revealed of him.
Even
just uncast a demon in America when you are in Uganda. For him we work with.
He
is in two positions.
He
is within you. And he fills the entire world.
And
you have entered within his office. You repeat there we see. John chapter 14 verse 17.
Omoyo wa mazima ensigwete inza kukiriza kubanga temulaba sote mutegeera. Mwe mumutegeera kubanga abera jemuli era nabanga mumwe.
Yes.
Mwe mumutegeera.
When you understand him,
kubanga abera jemuli,
he dwells with you.
Jetuli yeriwa eno munsi jetuli.
Yeah, in the world where we are. And he will be even in you.
Wow.
Then the relation is getting interesting. You see that? Now in Psalms 139, verses 6 to 7, where shall we run from your spirit? See outside what is there. If I say they cast that demon in hell, he is the commander right there, the spirit of truth.
Psalms 139
verse 6.
Okumanya okulinga okwo kwa kitalo kunema kwa waguru sinza kutukako. Olunyolo omusanvu nagenda wa okuveri omoyo gwo oba nadukira wa masogo. Olunyolo munana bwenali nyamuguru nga joli bwenaya lobuliri bwange magombe laba nga joli.
Yes.
Omoyo mutukuvu,
the Holy Spirit.
Zaburi
Psalms 139 verse 7 to 10. Where shall I go from your spirit? Where shall I flee from your presence?
Muguru,
in heaven is there.
Musi,
in the earth.
Wasuwensi,
under the earth.
Nemugayena ye commander.
Even in hell is the commander.
Bakume mboko,
beat them. Now you see those demons, they'll be taken in hell. Himself leading the armies of angels of chains. Now you see what he does. Outside is so powerful enough. Inside in us it becomes a greater one and
power.
That's why in the first John he said, the one in us is greater than the one in the world. In the human beings. Okay. The demons. Satan and his demons.
And
inside us, you know, the problem is to enter him in you. You share the office with him. That's why the little problem is not a big problem. Let's read in the first John we see. First John chapter 4 verses 4.
Mwe muli bakatonda abana abato era mwawangula kubanga ali mumwe asinga obukulu ali munsi.
Yes.
Olina kyolabye.
This is something you've seen.
Siyo na gena negwa mikono jomu bisitani.
The world fell in the evil of the evil one Satan.
Kadiyo mwe mtu kubuyaja munsi na ajiye kuweka.
Holy Spirit came into this worldly heat from age.
Na sala wala bikire mufenga wa amani.
Said that appeared in us a greater one. Something you've seen.
Omoyo
Holy Spirit descended into the world. Found the world with in the hands of the
Teri
evil Satan.
Kumulaba.
It's not willing to see him.
Teri willing
it's not willing to understand him. And he hid himself.
Invisible world.
Moved in the invisible world of not knowing him. And he decided those who revealed of him. He will come be in us and is a greater one. Powerful. One will put to flight a thousand. One you put to flight 10,000. Go in the name of the Spirit of my power. I'm his angel. Go!
But
one backing you are in flesh and blood. It's only one.
We share
the office with the Holy Spirit. The greater one. It's very interesting. Repeat that verse we see. First John chapter 4, verses 4.
Mwemuli bakatonda abana abato.
Ulide chetuafuka.
Kulimori katonda. Became we are the gods.
Baluwayo kana chisoke sura yakuna ulinyolo kuna.
First John 4, verses 4.
Era mwa wangula.
Even overcoming, we overcame long back.
Long back.
God is unlimited. If we left all of it, we overcame long back. You finish there, we see. First John chapter 4, verses 4.
Mwemuli bakatonda, abana abato, era mwawangula. Kubanga ali mumu asinga obukulu ali munsi.
You hear what it did?
Ntuwadengo omoyo mtukufu yaka mikuwa tumesule ya
kumili. Even though the Holy Spirit descended in Acts chapter
2,
from verses 1 to 5,
na munsi na jura.
In the filled worlds. Because the world was not ready to see and understand
him.
He hid from it. And he hid himself. And he decided, he said, okay,
I
want those revealed of me
understanding.
I will be in them and I'm so powerful. Greater than
Satan.
The one who was accepted in the world. And I'll base in one to put to flight tens of thousands. You see that? You know, in the first John chapter 5,
the
entire world got to be in the hands of the evil Satan. The Spirit of God appeared, gave us understanding. As you get him today. First John chapter 5, verses 19. 1 John chapter 5 verse 19.
Tumanyinga tuli bakatonda. Nensi yonna eri mu bubi.
Yes.
Tumanyinga tuli bakatonda.
We know that we are of God.
Nensi yonna
the whole world lies in the hands of the evil. Yes.
When the world realizes that this world, though they have sent me there, I help them, power them to overcome the evil one. But they are not ready to see me. They are not ready to understand me.
But
now I'm going to hide from them. When they get revealed of me, I will make an office within them. I will be greater than the one who was accepted in the world, Satan. Now what the Son of God did is to give us knowledge. Let's read the verse 20 we hear. 1 John chapter 5 verse
20.
Yes.
Know
what the Son of God did? He knew this world. It's in the hands of the evil one, Satan. But those within it, they don't know that.
Now,
I have to help them. I give them knowledge and understanding. Wisdom.
You
filled us with authority of the Holy Spirit.
Where
face and work with God the Father.
And
we torment Satan and his demons onto the bottomless pit.
And
we wait them on the judgment of the lake of fire. As we judge them there. Nothing they can even do on us. Now if you get revealed like that. Now you've gotten revealed of it. The problem is to share with him the office. Yes. The problem, you can get it at the point of sharing an office with him. For you appear to be in his real office and is within you.
Real
office of him as you work with him. You know, we went to hear. He called Peter, he gave him the key. Who is the key?
Did
they see the Lord Jesus come with a physical key and hand it to Peter? Peter, get this big key.
Everything
you open in the world.
Even
heavens to be loosed. Everything you bind. You know the Holy Spirit is the key. We sing of him. Without you, Holy Spirit, I feel I cannot. You know when he shuts, no one can open. And when he opens, one who holds the unlimited powers of God. Brethren,
let me
hope there's something you move to understand.
I
want to give you the last tip on that fifth point. That you need to enter and share an office with the Holy Spirit. Work together with him in his office and is within you. As we first heard in the John chapter 14, the verse 17, and he speaks saying like this.
Yokana esula ya 14 olinyirwa 17.
John 14 verse 17.
Omoyo wa mazima ensigwete inza kukiriza kubanga temulaba sote mutegera.
Yes.
Omoyo wa mazima.
The spirit of truth.
Sita inza kumukiriza.
The world cannot receive him
kubanga temulaba
because they don't see him.
No kumutegera tebategera.
Even understand it, they don't understand.
It.
Yet we, how is it? John 14 verse 17.
Kubanga bera jemuli.
Even he will be in you. Can you feel this world is hidden from it?
We
say what we have to do.
Yes,
the one who's helped us up to today. When we try to rotate to try and analyze him. He said, Moses,
come,
draw close here. We
are
on the bush fire trying to watch to see. To being in us would have been a problem.
But to repent.
Kubanga twali twekobana ne Satan.
For we had connived with Satan.
Nayo kwenenya.
But to repent. That's why we began with prayer of repentance.
Cannot
connect with
him
until repentance is done. For he said in Acts, Acts chapter 2, 38-39. And he says like this. Acts chapter 2 from verse
38. Okuyingira mu linnya lya Yesu Kristo. Okujibwako ebibi byammwe. Munaweebwa ekirabo gwe Mwoyo Mutukuvu.
Oyo
him. You want to share of my office? To be within you, the greater one. You repent.
There's
nothing you can give me. Truly, there's nothing you can give me. You only say one thing, repent.
Be
forgiven of sins. If they give you, it is Him Himself. The spirit of truth. Not just to give you to dwell on you, but to give
an office.
Then you share an office with Him
mwena.
And you work together. What is say we co-workers with God? After He's given you for your repentance,
but
Bible says, in Romans 8, 15 and
16,
he says like this, Romans chapter 8, verse
15, omoyo yenyini wamu n'omoyo gwaffe. Ategezanga tulibana ba Katonda.
Knows given the spirit of
redutia
to reach to fear.
Mizimu.
Demons?
Mizimu church.
What is the demon?
Just
from fallen angels just from heaven. You think you still fear? It's within you, you hear Him. You have proof of that. Because you know Him.
We
don't give that spirit of bondage to reach in fear. We do not fear Satan. Neither his demons. Speak of which demon? You look at yourself. Kaula. Demon. Kaula.
Ogwo.
That
what
one.
Is that?
Satan.
Chichecho.
What is that?
Kaula.
What is demon of Kaula? As they call it.
When
we get to understanding what is that? There's nothing. There neither any power. Neither any working which cannot live long. After you understand,
one
giving you unlimited power to work with God, the spirit of truth. Born again, you begin to move on the way. When you see a dog, the demon of adultery, you fire it. My God.
Gundi.
You friend. You want to tell me. Demon of adultery, you find it as you have no greater one in you. When you see aunts,
even
this usual dog.
No book and all of it, son of Fungas.
Aunt, you see, use your aunt.
Fire, but
you begin to fire, and the demons are coming here. And you begin to shake, demons attack
me.
Child of God, what is that? You did understand. Greater one who is in us. To your
side.
Arrived now, get him.
We've
given you the criteria. Pastor, you see the problem. Him too, to enter his office, you work with him. He said, we're not given a spirit of bondage to fear. Want the Holy Spirit to leave you, you fear. This is shake. Sickness is quaking and shaking, trembling.
Come on, you.
Hey, what is you? You are in the office of me, you work with me. You know, so awesome. You go in the war and you've all been
major general.
You're major general. Reach there with your fellow major. He is shaking in the battlefield. You wonder, they peeped you. How did you get to be a major? Enter office and you work with him. Romans
8:16.
Spirit himself together with our spirits. As we share the office. We're in the same office.
And
we stand, go from here in the name of Jesus.
I'm
the office of the Holy Spirit. What are you going to do to me? You know, we usually walked around with our fathers. And you feel bold and strong, confident. Father will beat everything. And at times you went to even stir up others into fights. See, we had the spirit in
Israel.
But born again, could fear. The one they moved with, they were not sure of him. You,
they're
born again, poverty. You find them shedding tears. Poverty! Crying. Let me attack a demon of poverty. There are things we shouldn't make you cry. What you have to cry for is knowledge and understanding. Spirit together with our spirits means in the same office. That's why we best to chase the demons. The Holy Spirit, because we work with him. It's the spirit of truth. Armies of angels of change.
Yes.
Except that he says, let's walk.
Means
they tell him, attack there. As long as he's the one who has led you into that, the problem he has,
they
never lead him even though you work with him. Is it you who leads the children of God? Listen, Romans 8 verse 14. He never, you do not lead him.
But
you are in the same office, you have to know.
So
you read for me, we hear. Romans chapter
8,
verse
14.
Yes, we cannot turn. You're going to lead the Spirit of God. Let me lead now.
It is so possible.
Work with him, he remains leading you. Even to tell him,
Holy
Spirit leads
armies
of angels.
I know
he has to be the one who has told you to tell him that.
Going
to tell you how.
Akugamba.
He tells you. Proverbs 1 verse
23.
This is the way he begins to tell you. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 23.
Muchuke olokunenya kwange. Lava. Nafukango moyo gwange jemuli. n'abamanyisanga ebigambo
yes
olujjemu gukulemberamu mukole naye
ateeka
okutegeeza
ebyawandiikibwa
oyogere naye mu byawandiikibwa olabye musumba oyogere naye mu
byawandiikibwa
tusubira kumala gamugamba gamba
mbukubanga
kakati tunategedde tukola wamu
that because I understood we work together
oyogera naye mubyawandiikibwa
you speak with him in the scriptures
kubanga mu Yokana mukankaga musa
because in John 6 verse 63
ayogera nga agamba
he speaks as he says like this
Yokana esula ya mukaga olunyirwa nkaga musa to
John chapter 6 verse 63
omoyo gwe guleto bulamu omubiri teguliko kyegugasa ebigambo byembagambye gwe mwoyo bwe bulamu
yes
olabye
you see
olwaze mugwe
now he has come in you
akubikulira ebyawandiikibwa mwogerezeganye
builds you scriptures that you speak together
ebigambo bino ebyebyandikwa mwoyo olwo posoni ye
just they are a spirit and that is his portion
alabisibwa mugwe
he manifests within you
kitegeeza wabweru mwangu wa connectingako
outside is easy to connect on him
because kirimu n'obogololo omukono guno otambuza bwoti
even if I'll stretch your hand
olwokuba ogumu ogugwe guli mugwe naye nga atambuza
because his hand too is in you he move a feet along
mu America
in America
Bungereza
England places
kati tujja kula twai point eddako
now we shall see this next point
nga tukolamu n'omwoyo omutukuvu mu ofiisi
we work together with the Holy Spirit in the office
n'okutuuka mu ssaala ey'olutalo
to reaching prayer of warfare
si ffe tumukulemberamu yatukulemberamu
not us who lead him is the one leading us
yeah
how
mukama akuwa
may God bless you thank you for coming